thanks for watching or listening to another episode of the Follow-Up Podcast. I'm Noah. This is my six-year-old daughter, Eden. Every week we turn on the camera and just have a conversation that we would normally have around the apartment here in New York City. We're sitting on her bed. It is Eden's topic of choice. And today?
We're talking about respect. Because this past week, it was respect for all week in school.
Respect for all week. Okay, so what did that entail?
That entailed talking about, well, the first day, they showed us about a 20-minute video, and it was a pre-K teacher, Miss Melissa, and a first grade teacher, Miss Julian, who's in the other first grade class, teacher in the other first grade class. And they did a video, and they were talking about bullies and how to be a good friend. And how to be a good friend went throughout the whole week.
So that was the theme of the whole week?
Like, kind of how to be a good friend and things that go along with that.
So can you tell me some of those things?
Respect. Well, what?
Sure.
Respect. Honesty. Being a leader.
Oh.
Like you always tell me. Every morning you tell me before I leave the house, be confident, be a leader, be respectful, responsible, and have fun.
Yeah, those are five good things to think about throughout your day.
And those are great things to that leads of how to be a good friend.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you do things, you can do all those things in different ways that lead, depends on what the situation is, and also that leads to different things happen.
Did they...
In which way you use them.
Did they give different situations, like, then ask you, how would you be a good friend in this situation? Like, kind of like role-playing at all?
They didn't do that, but they asked us, like, when we were making, like, that cake, or, like, a soup, like, all the ingredients, like, of how to be a good friend, and then you write, like, why, and then, like, two cups of something, or something like that.
Yeah.
That was, like, how you... Your top six things of how to be a good friend.
Do you remember some of your other ones? I remember, I know you wrote honesty.
Love.
Love, okay. Yep.
Respect.
Respect, sure. That's good. I think you wrote caring.
Caring.
Yeah.
Another one could be kindness.
Kindness, yeah. Truthfulness, trustworthiness. I think you wrote trust.
I wrote honesty.
Honesty, yeah.
That
right.
Like that's not what you said.
Yeah, because if you can't be... If you can't be honest with a friend, or if you can't trust somebody, then they're simply not a friend. There's almost like different levels of
being like a friend. A
friendship, like someone that you might just play with, but you're not going to, you're not going to trust them with certain information or certain feelings.
Right, like if this is the chart, like there might be like blocks of different colors, and each block or color means a different thing.
Are you at the point with any of your friends where you guys talk about like feelings or emotions or anything deeper than just
playing
with each other?
Not really.
I don't know when that changed for me and my friends. I don't know when that changed.
Were you ever bullied? That you can remember?
I don't remember being bullied. Like I remember a few times being, like, picked on a little bit.
How so?
Like, because I was always friends with a lot of different groups of kids in elementary school, junior high, high school. But I was never big. I'm not a big kid. So sometimes, like, I remember a few times in junior high, so 7th, 8th, 9th grade, when some of the bigger kids would, if they were just in gym class, like, they would just, like, give me a shove or something like that and try to make me feel like maybe trying to kick my confidence down maybe a little bit. I remember one time in elementary school, I was in the lunch line. And this kid just kicked me in the shins really hard.
Where's your shin?
This is your shin right here. It's really hard. There's a bone there. And and it hurt, and I remember crying a little bit. But that kid had some emotional problems himself. So I don't think he was doing it to me because it was me. But yeah, you know, and I do wish there are some times that, you know, I think about situations where maybe I could have gone more out of my way for other people as a kid. Like if I saw someone sitting by themselves at lunch, and I looking back on it, I should have every time invited that person over instead of just sometimes. Things like that. As you get older, and especially as you become a parent and think about like how things affect your kids, there are certain things that I do wish that I did more of. Yeah, because there are so many just simple things you can do, like just by sometimes saying good morning or hi, how are you? Maybe that person was feeling ignored or was feeling sad, but when they got to school, they thought, wow, Eden said hi and asked how I was, so maybe someone does care about me. It's a pretty deep thought, but it's something so little. There's just no reason not to say hello or ask someone if they want to join your group or anything like that.
It's like there's basically no steps. It's basically you can go on like your own steps, kind of.
In what way?
You have to do it the right way for the kindness and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But there's basically not like a right way to.
Right. Everyone can go about it their own way.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are so many different things. There are so many different things that you can do to just make someone feel good and show respect.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we talk a lot about respect at home.
Right.
Yeah, the way
I mentioned that you always say to me in the morning.
Yeah, and Mom and I we've always felt by speaking to you like you were like an adult, but not ever speaking down to you like you don't understand something. We just, that's almost kind of like our way of showing you the respect. Like, yeah, we want you to have responsibilities, and here's how to be respectful. Here's how you speak to, how we speak to you is how we'd expect you to speak to us, and how we'd expect you to speak to other kids, and how to speak to other adults.
Right.
You've learned some things that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's important. It is important. So what else from Respect for All Week stands out?
Stands out rivergrams, which are basically a riverave is like when your teachers like basically give you like they like basically write to you like of what you did well that week.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's an acknowledgement.
Right, that stands out.
Come this way a little bit. Mm-hmm.
And rivergrams are basically are kind of like riverways, but you're writing them to like a friend or someone else.
Yeah, which was nice, acknowledging someone else's friendship and why that person is a good friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like the self-portrait, which we did on Monday. So you drew a self-portrait of you. I drew my whole body, but yeah. And then...
You didn't draw legs. You did not draw your whole body. You drew a very pretty dress, but you did not draw legs.
But I drew ours. I drew ours.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Maybe I'll find the picture and put it up.
Yeah.
With the podcast.
It's okay.
Okay.
We wrote words, like character trait words, which I think I said that because I use my character traits word wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we described ourselves.
Right, which shows that you need to respect yourself. Because if you don't respect yourself and you don't love who you are, then you're going to have a tough time showing that respect to other kids and finding friends that way.
Right.
And that kind of goes along with those books that Dante had sent that I know we've talked about before, about those different types of affirmations and saying, you know, that's why we say to you every morning those certain things, like, be respectful, responsible, be a leader, be confident, have fun, and those other things about treating yourself like a friend. It's so simple, but treating other people the way that you would want to be treated. So always thinking, like how would if I was in that situation, how would I want that person to talk to me, or how would I want them to handle it?
Right.
And then just do it that way. Yeah.
Right.
So if you tell yourself those things, it really does sink in.
Right. It does. Because mm-hmm. it sinks in your head, because if you think those things, then it kind of gets stuck in your head.
Right.
And then when it gets stuck in your head, you do it all the time.
Right. You truly believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then everything turns out just basically perfect.
We hope so.
Well, not perfect.
But we hope so.
Just better.
Yeah.
So.
And we hope it's for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you. Love you.
Love you.